Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for everyone. Everyone tune in. Everyone. You need to hear this. You need to be a little bit enlightened. Come on, you need someone to light a spark inside you, a fire. The fire in many of you has grown dim. Okay, let's do what we can to fan the flame, shall we? Come on. Let's throw some fuel on it. Throw some gasoline all over this piece. Now, you are listening to I Am Talk Dude, and on the other side of this line is the one and only Comedy Organic, okay?
How you doing,
Talk And you are dude? Listening to Comedian Organic, okay? It is 7 o'clock on the dot here on the program. Graham, we're anxious to know what you're thinking. What's your thing? What's going on with you? Please let us know. Okay, we're here. We're here. We're at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Comedy Organic. Your show, come on. What are we going to rap about tonight?
Well, I'd like to say thank you for introducing me to the show.
Anytime.
You're welcome. Talk Dude is my colleague and co-host of this actual show platform. And he's actually the host of his show that he hosts on Wednesday. It's called We Can't Find You, But We Find Ourselves. Thank you for allowing us to share your time and be a co-host on this platform. I'd like to say to those that's listening, to the people out there that have took the initiative of investing until an investment paid off, that you have listened to the show. Because when I say investment, because the time, sometimes we have modified the times depending on what's going on that day, and the show may not necessarily happen. For those that's actually there and seeing how the investment, how sometimes the time can change, but sometimes you have alterating things that bring you more powerful and more meaningful connection, right? So that's what we're there for. We want to make sure that we connect. And then this particular show is more based around the community and services that the community actually, you know, offer. And that's what the show is about. So for the most part, this particular show will be about me interviewing different businesses, asking the business, from your viewpoint, where do you feel that the community needs to have? What's going on at your establishment, right? Because, you know, some people don't realize this show is not just based in one state, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's based in one city. It's based in the basing of the value and the investment into this idea that's going to give you interest in your desires. Now, this is the thing that I think that sometimes we kind of get lost in translation. This show is based around the organic platform, and this is not one of those shows that we're set about gossiping for the most part, right? We're not sitting there talking about, well, this person is making this kind of, this person, I remember one time I was interviewing some people, right?
Mm-hmm.
And someone brought it up on themselves to kind of, in a sense, kind of crash the interview, right? And they're talking about, well, the city and the actual, the politics of this person owned this property, this person got this kind of money. And I'm like, don't people have money on a regular basis? Don't most people, different, political figures of districts have normally have a property or properties, is that unnormal for them to have these things? And is this what our focus is going to be about, right? Because you can say, in some ways, you can say, oh, this person right here is making six figures a year while these other people that's got more education, this, and you can find those things being discussed. But guess what? Truly, isn't somebody behind that should be getting something too that we're not talking about, right?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't the people that you know don't got a job, people complain about the attitude, and we go around to different cities, different towns, and you see people that operating under bias and plagiarized systems that send it all for all families and it's not for all families. And it's people walking around, and they're like a recycling, refresh, reference to what you should see. And you see these people got different ways that have way more information. Someone that's pulling, and they're not at their most potential level that's benefiting them, and you see people walking past different places. And have you not been seeing people for over 20 years, different people? And people always been talking about how gifted people have been, right?
Oh, yeah.
But are they truly giving them the chances over and over again? If you're allowing, so many people across the board to just come and make a new life, why should people be limited by the mistakes they're making based on them being natives of the land, right? Or
yeah.
They ain't saying they've been native. They're just saying like, well, you've been here and we transferred you over from being property. Now you are, possibly someone that's sort of free. And then also, too, you think about how many people that get locked up, right?
Yeah.
How many of those people are gifted? How many of those people don't get a job, right?
Oh, God. Do I even need to complete the thought?
That's what I'm saying. How many people that never getting out, man? How many people that we look for families to be completed, and we have put families in a can good, man? And we're opening them up contamination position. Think about how people have to figure out how to send care packages and the people behind the scenes, the same packages, stepping up, and they don't have all the means. It's just that they cared so much that the means have invested in their caring. And these are things that we should be, it's like we're not really able to get to the people that truly want to be a part of the investment of the chain and the outcome of the results. And so we have a lot of cross-contamination, and it's a different level. Once you start seeing it, you know what kind of war, do you know what kind of war it is? You think about, oh, man, look at these problems we're getting. Do you know what kind of war it is to be actually in a position where he bless you to help? He bless you, said, you are somebody that I know that you're going to honor my wishes and help this person and not be distracted by how people are telling you this and do that. I'm giving you so many blessings behind my... Do you know people that truly know they be just so thrilled to help somebody? You say, what are you so scared to help me for? What do you want to?
Yeah, some people are suspicious. I mean, they have a right to be. You're never quite sure if somebody is only pretending to be your friend. You never. It's so dangerous. So true.
Yeah, if somebody's seen you,
mm-hmm.
help them, they will wonder, like, what is this? Now, you would laugh because you would know that you didn't mean any harm at all. But guess what happens?
What?
You're pit in the position because you're so worthy. You're so worthy of that. Do you realize what that means? You're so worthy of that. You when you get these opportunities, you realize how worthy you are, and you get an opportunity to connect with somebody and allow you to be a part of it. You know what that means? Guess what happens? Guess what happens quite often after that?
What?
You have found your way in places that you didn't know you was more important than the position that people try to digest you having. When you truly see how important you are and you move through these places, you start laughing because you're not where people pitch you at. You say, excuse me and thank you and all this, and the power you have is so valuable. You're just shining your ability to be more excellent than the trash that becomes dirt and dust and congestion and pollution. And you're here, and you've been rewarded to be this part. Now, everyone, I have not forgot those out there that's in a different part of business, right? We got a different part of business. What's the different part of business that people don't tell you about?
Well, there's a whole ugly, seedy underbelly about business.
Oh.
I mean,
oh, man.
You know what I'm talking about.
You said it. That's another part. And that part right there, think about your life as you see that your limitation is just, it's just a part of another part. You've been linked to a generator. You've been linked to recharge ability. And now your words have been reaching around the world and waking up people. Oh, man, you're so happy that you have found somewhere that you have been invested. And the invested part is come with interest. Is that how investment works? You come with interest, and the interest is another part that it stands with growth, right? And this guy right here, Talk Dude, has been so honest and so vulnerable to truly caring, and he thinks that it just came by and just passed him by, and he don't realize it passed him by because it's beyond his resources to not complete more. And what happened was this became a boomerang effect. Now he gets to be connected and linked into a loving experience instead of just the wind blowing and something just touching him. Now he's connected on a deeper level. And now he's linked into this, and guess what happens? He's investing as the process that you would do in the fields. These things are, it's a constant evolving. Right? So when he's doing something, he's adding more. And this is one of the things that's so fascinating Talk Dude. He don't know so many things that you think that he'd be destroyed by. And the things that he don't know, he plants his love in there and desire and willing. Guess what happens?
What?
This man become a part of the understanding, and he didn't know. Guess what happens? It carries another level of connection because it desires. It's connecting. It's not just passing by. He's stirring up ingredients. You can, you know, you take some good, this happens, just stir it up first, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that became another attachment. So stop letting him come over there. Because he's always investing. He always changing back. He don't know nothing, but he know everything. Why is he knowing so much? Because everything is a part of knowing another part, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when you get around the right people that know things you don't know, guess what happens? Your investment becomes another way of what happens. It's residual. When you got residual love and residual investment, you have things happen when people try to destroy your residual results. Now, the community, this is what we're doing. The community and what communities that we'll be touching, reaching, and some of the things that we will be doing, you're going to start seeing these things happen. I mean, they're going to be happening. And when you see the things happening, but I didn't even expect. I just heard them keep saying they're going to do this. I keep hearing them say they're going to do this. And I'm not seeing anything change. I'm not seeing the results they're talking about. And that's why we wanted to be organic, because the change is supposed to happen naturally, right? Not because you force. Because sometimes you force something because people are telling you that necessarily mean it's the best, right? Because that's how a lot of people in history have truly been changing and moving along, because they did something that took them longer than what you would do it, and then they come out with something better than you ever would be able to even come up with. And that is what we're aiming for on an organic platter. Now, Talk Dude, do you have anything to say in regards to how some of the projects that Talk Dude is going to be on? He got a couple projects he's going to be releasing. And the things, what is projects, you know, because, you know, we only got about a week before is Disabled Awareness Month. And Talk Dude is going to be releasing projects in October. He's going to be releasing projects in October. And the thing is, because of, you know, the virus, as far as being in physical place, not really the healthiest to go around and be around too many people, you know, because all it takes is one person, right? It takes one person to change where you've been, you can be consistently not have anything. All it takes is one person. And the one person that you get something from, it may be a person that you was with, something you was doing out of your normal routine. So the thing is with that, we wanted to figure out a way to present some things for you for Disabled Awareness Month. And for those 31 days, we're looking to do 31 platforms. 31. I said 31 platforms. No, 63 total. That's what I go with 63 comedy things. So we're going to create 63 comedy platforms for October. And so what we're going to do is going to be available. We're going to make it available within the next few days, and then we're going to start. And so we're going to make that available. So we have 63 comedy platforms, right? So spec by next week, because we're running to the end of the month, and we know for those that are not aware of it, September have 30 days, and so we're pretty much out of this month. We come back next month, you know, technically, you know. You know, the month next, you know, this day next week, it'll be what? It'll be the first. So next Friday, the first. So we'll be beginning something different on that journey. And I appreciate those out there. And I'm going to make sure that I reach out to these different people. It's different people that was actually fans that liked the actual projects that Talk Dude was on a part of a project, and DJ Butterfly CC's on a project. So initially what happened with that particular project, it was an interview about Talk Dude, and Talk Dude was talking about Professor Bird. And that project technically it was released when that project was it you please back up the information, please. Can you hit information back on chart? Because you just lost your wording. Now, Talk Dude is listening to me because he's almost thinking like I'm on some kind of frequency of his that I borrowed from him. He's thinking I borrowed something from him. And he's like, you didn't even ask consent to borrow this from me, sir. So he's listening to me like, this dude just come. See, we talk about people taking people's style material. Now you want to come along and try to take the, I know you aspired, but don't borrow things and use things without people consent, because what happens? You break something. When people try to sneak and borrow something, they break something. And then now it's really a problem, because you borrow something, you can ask for it, now you broke it, right? And I'm just joking, but, you know, it happens. But, yeah, so this is the thing right here. Like, you know, Talk Dude, he's a comedian. He's originally from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. He was, you know, in the journey, you know, he's been in California for some time. And he's been, you know, believe it or not, he got some things that he's been doing for some time. And it's just that he got to understand it's not about being like you're a part of the actual, you know, roller tilling, and the life have always had roller tilling things happen, right? To change the foundation, right? And have those that the soil. And, you know, it's steps to these things that we all play different parts, right?
Mm-hmm.
And things when someone like Talk Dude, you know, is, you know, I tell them, and you introduce yourself to someone, you tell them I got Tourette's, Asperger's, scoliosis, guess what happens? When you, listen to this, if you had the one of the best known ingredients that anybody ever had, is that ingredient told to everybody? No, you don't tell nobody. You're not telling anybody that, right? Because it's already got, you know, a household setup. So now you really are trying to make sure that you're able to keep something as quality, not quantity, as quality as you possibly can.
Indeed.
And not have it compromised.
That's the hardest part.
Said that I like this. Most people say that like, I think it was one of the things people have, they bothered by is how someone said like something, and they just want to try to pleasurize what you created it with. How'd you create it? What's in this? What's that? And you say, hold on a minute. Are you asking someone to enjoy it, or are you trying to create? See, people try to create their own, right? And once people start creating their own, then they are trying to hook and push you out. Gradually, they say they're not, but gradually people are trying to push you out, right? They become like termites. Normally when you see those people, they're already in position, right? And termites, normally you see termites, they say, it's after they did damage. You know, they come out, you better be careful. They say somebody start falling on you as they're coming out. Depending on, you know, the situation. You see termites coming. Oh, it's a termite. What is a? That's a weird looking. Is that a gnat? What is that? And you start seeing things. Oh, someone fell. Oh, the wall. But, you know, right? So that's the thing, right? I think on average, if you see somebody that's successful, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're not really seeing you're not really getting a real connection of a representative. Right, and you normally it's basic things, right? Whatever you person you normally see, that's the best, right? Depending on what they got and how it's maintained, you start seeing others that demonstrate that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when people got the right team, got the right setup, that's in the best interest of the investment, you start seeing things that you say, oh, that's what that is. You start noticing, oh, right, that's I was wondering, like, you know, people start saying things because they see things that's normally unusual, right? You see things, you already see, who you can think of anybody that you truly know that everybody said, well, that's unreal kind of successful person, and what they're about is so powerful, and what you feel an energy that is beyond them. You feel this connection that motivate you to do things, right? And this person hasn't even came in the room yet, and you feel like you want to change your life because he's like, oh, as soon as I get a chance, I'm the toughest person. Man, you get yourself, well, man, I can't do this. You say, why not? They coming. Man, they don't, you know, the people going to be there. I ain't going to be able to talk to them. See, right? Right? Isn't that how people think? Like, you get so excited to be a part of something, and you start becoming an annoying, pessimistic person to yourself. Oh, man, you know, people going to show up, man. I ain't have no place. You know where the line gonna be. I ain't gonna be able to do this, man. You know, have all these security guards, be all these people, man. And you know, I don't like to be around a lot of people. You don't like to be around a lot of people. And you know, that's a part of town that I don't like to go to. And he's up there. He's gonna be over there in that place. You know, I might run into somebody I don't know where to. I know I might be running to my. You know, I might. You know, all these things are coming out, right?
Mm-hmm.
You start saying these things. He said, man, get it, man. I could get another time. I'm just going to wait, man. Things ain't going to work out. And guess what happens? You go do something, and your mind is so desirable. Guess what happens? That desirable is a magnet, right? You go somewhere, and guess who you run into? You run into the person that you was thinking about in a situation that you couldn't plan yourself. And this life-changing thing happened so natural, and this something you did connected to the person that you couldn't plan it, and you end up being connected to this person. And now you're talking to the person, and you start telling them things, not knowing that's the person a lot of times, because the things that you, how you meet people that in organic, the person that have it, they're in a situation where they can't flex on you. That's the crazy part. Like, normally people, as you meet like that, when it's really a special, they can't flex on you because it's something that pushes them out of their comfort zone and their title and the label. And guess what happens?
What?
You get to be that what your imagination had prepared you for. And guess what? You do all those things, and when the person recognizes that and they're vulnerable, you make a natural transition to wealth. We talk about this, baby. Wealth. Now, my co-host and my colleague, is his name. Say his name. His name is Talk Dude. Talk, dude.
You're listening to Comedian Organic. Okay, you can pick up all our shows off the web, off Vlog Talk Radio. We encourage you to tune in next week for another one. Please get yourself illuminated. Thank you. And good night.